Santo pre vahalabatos. Risco falama. Yasco frescute mahaziko manteni. Obri mahasekotana. The utterance said, it is time. And thou shalt arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. It is time. It is the season. We insist that God will bring to pass the things that he has said. We insist that God will make good the word that he has spoken. We will not go around in circles anymore, because this season was foretold. The time of the intervention of God. The time of the salvation of our people, of our nation. And thou shalt arise. Thou shalt have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time is come. The time of emancipation is come. The time of deliverance from the Assyrian is come. The time where the chains and the fetters will be broken, where we will step into liberty, step into the fullness, step into the ordination of God, step into the counsel of God, and thou shalt arise, thou shalt have mercy upon Zion, because the time to favor her, the time on the calendar, the time on the schedule, the time is come, the time is come, the time is come, the time that you will intervene. The time that you will change things. The time that you will bring to remembrance the covenant that locks among them has come. So arise. So arise. Oh, King of power. So arise and bring salvation. So arise and make diviners mad. On Zion, Pelito Cobrehiva, Escopita Mocotelli, Isamino Cobre Santelia, Ambos Isoso Macabalato, Rico Falates Quito Pre, Antia Salabocone Brasivo Latua. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favor the dust thereof. So the hidden shall fear thy name, O Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. That's the second prayer point before we go to the study for the night. So the hidden shall fear thy name, O Lord, and all kings of the earth thy glory. There are two things that the hidden need to fear: the name of God. Meanwhile, the hidden are not likely to fear the name of God, except God decides to administer judgment. They say, the Lord is known by the judgment he executes. Can we pray tonight? Lord, it is written that when our time of liberation, our time of delivery comes as a people, as a nation, you will compare the hidden to fear your name. And the Bible says that the Lord is made known by the judgment he executes. The hidden, they have blasphemed again and again in the land. Can we ask him to arise? Arise. We pray because we understand that the set time is come. We pray because we know the shadow of the divine calendar. It's a season of favor for us. So let the hidden bow. Let them become afraid. And thou shall arise and have mercy on Zion. Woo! Stretch forth your hand. Do justice. Do judgment. Do justice. Do judgment. Turn the tables. Turn the tables. Turn the tables. Disappoint the devices of the crafty. Turn the tables. Disappoint the devices of the crafty so that their hands can no longer perform their enterprise. Turn the tables. Make the diviners mad. Make the astrologers mad. Make the sorcerers mad. Advertise yourself by the execution of justice and judgment. We look to you. We look to you. We look to you. Oh, Masikobre. Masikobre. Kadobila Suta Branta Babore. Aveli Mankonde. Iskofa Labukodose. Ibro Mokosa. Sasana Tetia Lakunda. Thou shall arise and have mercy on Zion. We ask, O God, that it might please you to suddenly arise, to suddenly arise and administer justice. Men have boasted, men have blasphemed, men have committed abominations. Blood has been spilled. Your name has been trampled underfoot. You have been despised in the land. We provoke you tonight because we know that it is time for our salvation. It is time for Zion to suddenly awake from her slumber. And so we call upon you. Arise! Have mercy on Zion. Edumelaite kabai. Asketo bogomo loti atiga mandele. Rasiko bela mantatala. Asaka bonda. Asaka meskopre. Asaka balatuka bala. Asaka breskom falande. Abrisko vela mina tatalia. Avarano sia. Avarando mama lataya. Iko bakuna tanama antele. Avresko pelanto. Avresko pesama nantata. Abranta baboko mata igo. Abresuka beka bugo dogodo. Ibrasetame. Yes, they have been planning. They have been strategizing. But the thing that has changed is that the time has come that you will have mercy upon Zion. Bring their plans to nothingness and let their diviners be made mad. Step, oh God, into the terrain and reign from here. Reign from here. Reign from here. Hey! Suka beba boko. Ebrosketo mina kantelia. Baka gombaswa. Abrasketo mina katabakadala. Brate sube. Ebrakabanatuasa. Ebrekenta kunda. Abando komano sube. Abando sama. Abando kuria. Abando manzeli. Abranda babonokotoma. Ebrasketo mi. Avalata kumbala. Aha. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Prayer motivations can be drawn from various triggers. One of them is an understanding of the times and the seasons. There is a prayer that should proceed from a perception of the season. It says, "And thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, because the time," the prayer was proceeding from an understanding of the significance of that moment from the perspective of the calendar of God. When such moments come, it's time for you to take your journey. It's time for you to begin another set of prayers to consolidate the construct so that you can tap into the grace of God that will empower you for implementation. We want to stand on behalf of the nation Nigeria to tap into, there's a grace that can upturn the enemy. We are already seeing evidences of it. There's something supernatural that is happening. Something that is a deviation from the patterns that we are used to. It is God pouring out his resources and stirring the hearts of men. We are beginning to see a stirring that is beyond comprehension. And just so that we know it is supernatural, it is in the likeness of the kind of stirring that took place during the NSAS movement. It became a national stirring. There was nobody in the middle of it. It was supernatural. It was the effect of accumulated prayer. And God was superimposing his will upon the land by stirring the hearts of men. I am happy to be alive this time. There was nobody in the center, so nobody could take glory. But the utterance of every intercessor, the lips of every man of prayer, was captured in the spiritual substance that was behind the stirring. It was the first nation-based movement against tyranny. Against oppression, against slavery. Prior to this time, we were victims of manipulation, massive national manipulation. And the moment that sign appeared, that the hearts of men were stirred, not by anything, but by the Holy Ghost, then I knew that our time of deliverance has come. It was a sign to me. And now it is by the same wind that we will pass into victory. We stand as representatives of the nation, of the land, and we receive that grace in quantum. Such quantum that is needed. Gigabytes of that grace that will upturn everything that human infrastructure has built and to enthrone the counsel of God. Can you make demands on heaven? We need megabytes. We need megabytes of that dimension of grace that takes over, that upturns the plans of men and the plans of demons. And thou shalt arise and have mercy. For the time to favor her is come. Amoma. Iska bebena toto mangala. Aiko setigo mokolanteli. This is our time. We will no longer be silent. We will no longer be afraid. The great monarch of Zion, he has measured this time and apportioned it for our deliverance, for our salvation. So we make demands on heaven. Every grace needed to stir up the heart of every Nigerian towards this end, we receive it in the name of Jesus.
Brasico
We come out of the swamp. We come out of fetters. We come out of the stranglehold of the chains. We reject tyranny. We reject oppression. We reject subjugation. We were born free, and we are born by the word of God. We cannot be bound. We cannot be subdued. We arise in your power. Hey! We were born free. No one can bring us into bondage. It is not the will of God. It is not the program of God. It is not the purpose of God. We receive grace, mega grace, to upturn the hands of the devil, the hands of darkness, the hands of wicked men that want to plunge us perpetually into darkness as a nation. We reject it because we have an understanding that the time of our salvation, that time is come, that time is now. Arise and have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. We dethrone the beast that has kept Nigeria in bondage. We dethrone that beast tonight. It is our time to rise as the giant of Africa, to give direction to the body of Christ on the continent, to give direction to the nations of the world. We step into the fullness of our firstborn status as a nation, and to operate from the bounty of grace that God has made available to secure us our calling as a people. Arise and have mercy on Zion. Thank you, Father. Have mercy on Zion. Have mercy on Zion. The days of our slavery have been measured in the balances, and the day of liberty has been proclaimed over us. Our children will not know this slavery. Our grandchildren will not know this darkness. We come out from beneath the pavilion of slavery as a nation. We break free from the bounds, the cords of bondage and liberty, and we step into liberty. This will be by the zeal of the Lord, so that no man might glorify himself in that which God will wrought in our days. The siege is broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. We were born free. And then we became born again. So we will never be captive to any son among men. Anyone that takes in oxygen to sustain himself will never be our captor. We willingly yielded our will to Jesus Christ. We have no other master. My children will not be slaves. My grandchildren will walk free and speak the name of Jesus all their time if Jesus tarries. We step into liberty. We receive on behalf of our brethren in the land megabytes of that grace. Yes, that grace that is an operation of God that is at work right now in Nigeria, which will keep intensifying as the days go by. Until the land becomes the kingdom of our God and of his Christ. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus Christ. You may be seated. God bless you indeed.